Welcome to a new presentation, Windows Server 2008 R2. In this 5-minute session, we will talk about the file system classification infrastructure and how to configure it programmatically. If you have been following up on previous screencasts for the file system classification infrastructure, by now you should know how you can create rules, tasks, and properties and reports that will help you just get a whole idea of how the files are classified and managed. For example, if you have stale data for over 10 years, you can set up tasks that will delete those files or move them to a separate location in the same drive or even to a separate server. But what happens if you're an IT administrator or developer facing a big deployment process with this technology? In that case, the file server resource manager, Snap-in, kind of comes short in the whole deployment process that you're going to have to go through. So in that case, you can use the COM interface that is provided with the FSCI. To set up the FSCI, you have managers available to you through that API. And in this case, we're going to use a small sample application that has been written in C#. You're going to extend a few of the functionalities in that application, and you're going to see how managers can help you control reports and properties for the files. And these are two separate managers. So basically, we're going to work with the report manager that obviously gives you access to reports and also tasks that you may want to set up in FSRM. You will have the chance with this application to enumerate those tasks, select a specific job and run it from the C# application. And that's all done through the report manager that is provided with the API. We're also going to work with the classification manager, which will give you access to the classifier rules and properties. In this case, we're going to create properties from code, and we're going to assign those properties to a file, and then we're going to query the properties for that file just to see if everything clears up through the API. So you have different options through these managers. And although we're only going to work with these two main managers, which provide a lot of data for your files, there are also managers for file groups, file screens, file management, paths, quotas, and report schedulers. So you may want to access the API and just go through all the managers, all the functions, and anything that can be useful for you. The advantage in this case that we're going to use C# is that through Visual Studio, we're going to get the IntelliSense functions. In that case, you're going to see everything there is for the API. So the functions and the managers is all accessible to you from code, from Visual Studio. If you want to move on to VBScript, that's of course your choice. This is just a way that we're going to take a look to the API through this exercise. So to get started, I'm going to switch to our Windows Server 2008 R2 machine. And the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to go to the Start button, and then Administrative Tools, and open the File Server Resource Manager. This is the snap-in that we usually access to control everything there is for the file system classification infrastructure. For this first step, we're just going to go to the Storage Reports Management section, and we're going to right-click on it and create a new schedule report task. So in this case, all we want to do is we're going to want to access this job just to enumerate it from our application and run it. Just see if that works from C#. So I'm going to create a very simple rule here. I'm just going to select the C drive, and then I'm going to eliminate most of these properties because we don't really care about all of this. All we want is to create a simple rule that we can access from code, see its properties, and just run it. So we're just going to stick to quota usage. And as a requirement, we're going to go to the Schedule tab up here. I'm going to create a new schedule. Now, again, we don't really care how this job runs or when it runs. We're just going to use it in our script, and we're going to launch it from C Sharp. So let's just create a new schedule, clicking on the new button, and it says it's going to run at 9 a.m. every day. That's okay. So let's just click OK and click OK again. Now, if you take a look up here, you get the quota usage report task. So this is the one that we're going to be working with from our C Sharp code. So in order to start with that, let's go to the Start button, go to All Programs, and we're going to want to open Visual Studio with administrative rights. So go to Microsoft Visual Studio 2008, right-click on the Microsoft Visual Studio 2008 link, and select Run as Administrator. If you're using user account control with your server, you're going to get a pop-up message asking you to confirm if you want to access this application with administrative rights. You should grant administrator access to Visual Studio in this case. What we're going to do next is we're going to go to the File menu and open our solutions. We're going to browse to the same location that we have used for all the labs. Basically, it's C Server 2008 R2 Labs File System Classification Infrastructure Exercise 6. And there you're going to find the FSCI distribution folder. And in there, you're going to find the solution file. So double-click on it. And this is our solution. Now, this is a simple Windows application. What we're going to want to work on is the FSRM logic file that we have here. So in the Solution Explorer, just double-click on fsrmlogic.cs. That's going to open our code file. So we have a few to-do items to do here. Go to the View menu, and then on Task List, you're going to want to go down to this panel. If it appeared on the side, then you should just locate the Task List panel that showed up here and select Comments. And then you get our to-do items for this class. So we're going to double-click on the first one, which is Enumerate Jobs. And this is the first job right here. As you can see, the report manager is not defined here. So what we want to do is we want to create the FSRM report manager. So we're going to use FSRM report manager. And to instantiate that, of course, we're going to use new FSRM report manager. So it is that simple. Report manager will give you a collection of jobs that it will find. Remember that we just created the job during the previous steps in the FSRM console. So now we're just going to get a collection of those jobs. We're going to use the report manager, and we're going to call the enumerate report jobs. The options here are going to be just none. We don't need that. So in this case, it's just going to give you a collection of objects, and what we're hoping for is that that collection will include the rule that we created before. So as you can see here, it's just iterating through the job collection and appending the job to a box in our form of the Windows application. So, as a second step, you go to the task list and double-click on the to-do item 02, get report job based on the task name. And here you're going to locate that we are querying for a specific job. So, in that case, we're just assuming that the jobs were listed and now we're going to pick a name for the task to locate the job and just run it. So you can see this is the run job method. Before that, we have the enumerate jobs. So we're working on those first, and those two functions just call the report manager in a way that will list the jobs and run them. So in order to get that specific job based on the name that's going to come from a text box in our application, we're just going to use report manager, and we're going to get specific report job. Our parameter will be the task that is actually passed to this function that queries the job and runs it. So then it's going to output running job, and we're going to have to switch back to the file system classification infrastructure, the file server resource manager, to take a look at the status of the actual job and make sure that it's actually running. So let's just try to build a project now and debug and see what happens. So go to debug and start debugging. Okay, so as you can see, we have been working on the enumerate jobs function, and we also have the run job function, and pretty much any static method that is available in the FSRM logic class is going to be listed there. It uses reflection to find those methods, and you can just select them and run them. So to enumerate the jobs, just select enumerate jobs and click on the go button. Because we added the logic, now we have the FSRM report task. And this is not a friendly name, but this is actually the task that we created before. And as you can see, it's actually matching the C drive location that we selected. If you want, you can test this by selecting a different location and just make sure that the task gets listed with the directory that you selected. So we're going to just select this first part, which is the name of the task. And we're going to test our second function, which is the run job function. When you select that, you're going to see that this text box requires the task parameter that gets passed to our static method. So we're just going to paste the name for the task that we created and list it, and we're going to click on the go button. So now we're going to switch back quickly to FSRM. And as you can see, now it's queued. So it's actually changed its status, and at some point it should change its status to running. If you keep refreshing here, and for this I'm just pressing F5, you see it ran for only a few milliseconds, so we didn't get to see that. But you got to see how the status changed. So basically, that's how the functions get called, and how you can enumerate the jobs, and how you can run them using the name. Of course, you're more than welcome to just go through the API through IntelliSense. So if you, for example, want to just call report man here, it will list all the functions that are made available to you through this API. So I'm going to close this. And just to take a quick look at that, for example, you can click here, and report man is going to have all these functions for get the report job, get the report size limit, set default filters, set output directory. So you can take a look at all of those functions, and you can even create a report job. And all of those are going to be available to you. Now we're going to start working with the classification manager. We have three more functions that work for property manipulation just in general, And the first one is called the create new property. It's just going to create a property for us in FSRM. And then the set file property, and then the enumerate file properties function, which is just going to list the properties of a given file, giving its path. So to get started, click on task list on the tab and double click on the third item called create property definition. That's going to lead us here to these commented lines. So we're going to select those lines which we need in order to create the property definition that we're going to be working with, and go to the edit menu, go down to advanced, and select uncomment selection. That's going to uncomment lines. We're going to then replace the var with an actual specification of the variable, which is going to be FSRM classification manager. And then to instantiate that, we just go to the end of the line and instantiate it with new FSRM classification manager. So no surprise there, it's just pretty much the same story than what we had with the report manager. And then in order to create a property, we're just going to call one of the methods in the classification manager. So we're going to assign to this property class man create property definition. And as you can see, it has no arguments because you specify everything that you need after that. So property name, we're going to make it a multi-choice list every time, and then the possible values. So these two values are being extracted from the argument that's specified to the application, and the string is parsed through this code. So there's nothing important there, it's just a syntax that we use for this particular application, and you're going to see it later. And then we have the set file property, which is just, and the enum file properties, which are just going to help us run some tests with a given file. Let's go back to FSRM for a little while and see in the classification management node, if we expand that and we go to classification properties, as you can see, we only have one property called confidential, and it has a yes no property type. What we want to do is we want to create a property with a multiple choice list type. So that's what our application is going to be doing. I'm going to close this, go back to Visual Studio, go to the debug menu, and start debugging our application. If we select the create property, the create a new property function here, then it's just going to ask for the arguments that specify that multiple choice list property. So I'm going to call it importance, and it's going to have three possible values, which are going to be high, medium, and low. So if I click on the go button, that makes the call to the classification manager and creates the property with the three values. So just to make sure that that actually worked, I'm going to go back to FSRM, and I'm going to press the F5 key to refresh this view. Now we can see that there is importance, the property, and then the property type is multiple choice list, and the values are high, medium, and low. So it worked correctly. And we can go back to the application, and what we're going to do now is we're going to play with the properties of a file. So when we debug this application, it actually writes a text file that we're going to be using for testing. So let's go to the file where the application, where we have the code, and we go to the debug folder, and you can see that my sample file.txt is there. And I'm going to copy the full path to that file, just so that we can use it in our application for testing. So I'm going to run the enumerate file properties function with the argument using the file path for my sample file.txt and click go. And because it's a new file, as you can see, it has no properties. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to assign the importance property to that file with a value that we specify. So set file property. We're going to paste the path again and say importance is going to be medium. And then we click on the go button. And as you can see, the medium value has been set for the importance property in the mysamplefile.txt. So let's just make sure that that worked. And we're going to go back again to the enumerate file properties, paste the path, and click on the go button. And now there is a property, importance, with the value medium. So those three functions can be used to create a property, assign a value to a file, and then enumerate the properties. And if you found yourself after looking at previous screencasts of File System Classification Manager, just making reports just to see what kind of properties were listed with a file, now you can see how you can do that programmatically just by specifying not a location but a specific file. Even if you copy that file, those properties should be kept. So you can keep testing that, and you can keep expanding your knowledge on both Report Manager and Classification Manager and any of the other managers that we didn't include in this session. I heartily encourage you to just explore the API and expand your knowledge to whatever you may need in your applications. I hope this session was helpful to you, and I hope you join us soon in another session for Windows Server 2008 R2.